You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with your host, Dan Gould. Up next, the People of 250. In this, the third of a brand new series on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, we talk to some of the people behind Charlottesville's 250th birthday celebration. Today, we're talking with Morgan Perkins. Morgan is a member of the Celebrate 250 Steering Committee. I caught up with Morgan at Meadows Presbyterian Church, where she was recording an episode of her Charlottesville TV 10 series called Charlottesville Art Spotlight. Good afternoon, Morgan.
Good afternoon, Dan.
Before we talk about the Celebrate 250 Committee, I'd like to take a moment to talk a little bit about your TV 10 series, Charlottesville Arts Spotlight. How long have you been doing the series, and where did the idea come for the series originally?
Well, we've been doing the series for it's over a year now, I guess going on 2 years, and the idea came from our other series we did called First Fridays. We started out 3 years before, I guess, and started doing a TV program called First Friday, focusing completely on First Friday Charlottesville. And in that, we found that we were very limited in what we could cover. And while there was a lot to cover, we felt like more needed to be brought to the people. So in creating Charlottesville Arts Spotlight, we were able to expand and now not just do paintings and sculptures, but we can do music and we can do acting and we can do the different plays. It's a completely broad spectrum of the arts now, anything and everything.
Now, a lot of local folks will probably know you as a host of the Art Spotlight show, but you're also a producer of that program as well, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm the one that goes out and ferrets out all of the shows and puts it together, and I work very closely with David Dillahunt. He's my cameraman, and he does the directing, and the two of us, it's been so long now that we just kind of work together like, peanut butter and jelly. It just kind of, all of it happens. We don't even have to ask questions. We just go here, go there, and make it happen.
And is it difficult to get guests for your program, or is that fairly easy to find people that, how much time do you spend as a producer preparing the show?
Well, I spend quite a bit of time putting the show together because of the fact that I'm always out searching for something different. And we have lots of people lining up to be on the show, but I try to create diversity and not have, like, for instance, I don't want to have an art gallery 2 months in a row. I prefer not to have the same theme 2 months in a row. I really like to mix it up, and I like to bring in shows about art that's different. You know, like if I can find somebody who's doing something really different that I think is going to be interesting for the public, I have to think about that too. I have to think about the people that are watching, my audience, and what would they like to see.
Now, the show that you just finished taping this afternoon at Meadows Presbyterian Church, what can you tell us about that? What was the nature of that program?
Well, that's actually part of a class I'm teaching. I'm teaching a class for OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at UVA. And they had approached me some time ago about doing something. They said the questions that they always get from folks have to do with, where is the art taking place? How can you find art in Charlottesville? And I thought, you know, that's true. People come to Charlottesville, and in the past I've met people who have been here years and didn't even know something existed. So I put together this class for them it's an educational preview and profile of the Charlottesville art scene. And so this class, this particular one, is going to just introduce everybody to as many things as I can of what's happening in Charlottesville. And every class will be at a different location. So we're going to be doing a lot of visiting and moving around. And this class, because we had a great panel, we had Maggie Guggenheimer, and we had Andrew Owen, and we had Peter Krebs. They're very knowledgeable about the art in Charlottesville. And I thought this would be a good one to turn into my Art Spotlight program, because that's what we try to do, is get a lot of information and education out to the people with that program. So that's how that came about. And that program will actually be on this month.
Now, for those who don't know, the program is carried by it's TV10 is a function of the city of Charlottesville, and it's carried by on Comcast cable. And when is it on?
Well, it's on every day, and it's on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, I think. I always mix the days up, but it's on at either 9:30 in the morning or it's on at 7:30 at night.
And I understand also that the City of Charlottesville website have some of these archived as well, some of your older shows?
Yes, all the shows we've done, even the first Friday, Charlottesville, you can find if you go out to the archives on the City of Charlottesville's website. And it's kind of fun. I mean, every once in a while I'll go out and look at the very first show we did, and I look at it and shake my head and say, oh, my gosh. That's terrible. It was a good interview, but oh my, it was, you know, where what was I thinking? And it's a lot of fun to go back and see the progression and how we've changed things and made it happen. But they're all out there, so there's a whole bunch of really good interviews, I think, with some of the local people. And we've also done things like Cirque du Soleil. We had backstage passes and got to go back and talk to the actors, and we did the one of the shows was about Alaskan art, and we talked to Alaskan artists, and we were able to really put a nice show together for that. So, again, that's all available out on the website.
And what shows are coming up? What do you have planned for the immediate future?
Well, next month we're going to be doing a show. It's a photographer, and she's just returned from some really spectacular travels, and she's been putting all of her photography together for me, and so that's going to be coming up next month. And then we have Monticello. We're going to be doing a program about Thomas Jefferson's art, and we're going to be out at Monticello, and we're going to be talking to Elizabeth Chu, the curator at Monticello. And then we also have a couple of other things coming up. There's going to be a little bit of concentration on the 250th, and we'll be at the end of the year. We'll be doing something with the Virginia Gingerbread Christmas because of the gingerbread houses. This year, the theme for that is going to be 250 years in Charlottesville, and we'll ask the people to create houses that reflect 250 years in Charlottesville. So that'll be one of our ending programs.
The Gingerbread Christmas is always great fun. If you haven't tried that out, you Charlottesvilletonians got to get there. That's a lot of fun. Now, I understand that in addition to your TV series, you were also a member of the Celebrate 250 Committee. How did that come to be?
Well, when they started talking about the 250th birthday of Charlottesville, it was way, way over a year ago. And the word went out, and there were a group of people that are pretty active in Charlottesville that were approached to see if they would be interested in serving on this committee. And I got a letter from the mayor. That's how I was approached. And so anyway, I think that it's going to be a really wonderful celebration. And different people, you know, it's one of those committees that was broken up then into different segments because it's just way too big for one committee. And the steering committee is like the first committee, and then from that we went into the other areas of committees to handle everything.
And how does the committee function? Do you have regular meetings, or just meetings are called as necessary? What's kind of the logistics, the workflow of the committee?
The steering committee meets on a regular basis. Sometimes the date floats a little bit, but but we do meet on a regular basis, and the people that are on the steering committee have gotten reports from the people that are working in the areas that they're responsible for, and they bring all of that back to the steering committee, and then we discuss it, talk about it, kind of keep up with what the progress is, what's happening. The co-chairs of the steering committee are Mark Beliles and Stephen Meeks. And the two of them also have varied responsibilities and participate in different ways, you know, handling what works for them. And then the rest of the committee kind of goes out and does their thing. And it's a variety of committees from that, you know, like there's the marketing, and there's looking for sponsors, because we're always looking for sponsorships of some kind. And then we have committees that are working on special events and, you know, particular special programs. And part of my role has been on the committee has been awareness and, like, promoting the awareness of the 250th anytime I can, and just kind of plugging in here and there wherever I can be of help.
Yes, you mentioned Mark Belisles as being a member working, one of the co-chairmen of the committee, and in fact, for our listeners, I interviewed Mark Belisles earlier this year, and you can find that interview elsewhere here on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'd like to move on to the funding. I mean, it's a great undertaking that you're about to do here, and you need sponsors, of course, corporate sponsors. What can you tell me about how the Celebrate 250 committee's work is being funded?
Well, basically, they have received a certain amount of money from the city, and then they have also gone out and they've gotten different corporations and organizations to participate. They're still looking for more. The more support we get, obviously, the better it will be, because we can afford to do some wonderful events. And I think that one of the main intents of this is to create something for everyone. And that's not always easy to do, because Charlottesville is quite a diverse community. So if you see something that, you know, you would really like to support, then you can always go out to their website, or you can always get in touch with someone on the committee, or even someone in the city that can tell you where to go. And you can offer your support, whether it be to volunteer to help, or whether it be to perhaps volunteer some money, you know, write a check, cash. They'll accept cash, credit cards, you know, just about anything. But I think that because this is a special year, 250th, why I think it's a good time for us to, you know, look at a lot of the history, but we also need to have a party. I mean, this is a big celebration, and so we're, you know, that's part of what we're doing, is we're looking at having lots of different kinds of celebrations.
Great. And can you talk a little bit more specifically about what your specific role on the committee? What is it that you personally feel that you bring to the steering committee?
Oh, sometimes I feel like I bring nothing, and sometimes I feel like I bring a whole lot. One of the things that I do mostly and do well is I just look for every opportunity to promote it, and I do a lot of education of people, you know, like what's going to be coming up, and get involved, and I have a lot of contacts, and that works well too. So I'm one of those people that I don't have a specific role. I have one of those wherever I can help that I do. And one of the people on the committee had told me the other day, they were saying something about me going out and cultivating people or cultivating this. And I said, well, you know, I can do that. And they said, oh, well, we know you can, because you just can't help yourself. You just have to do it. And I said, yeah, that's kind of true. I just have to let everybody know about it. So that's basically, I guess that's what it is. I'm running around making people aware of how special Charlottesville is, and it's time for us to have a party and show our appreciation.
I'd like to move on now to the celebration of Charlottesville's 250th anniversary itself. What are some of the key events that you know of that are coming up in the next couple of months?
Well, probably a lot of the events are difficult for me to just name them. The request went out for partnering, and so there's a lot of events that are regularly happen in Charlottesville that have become partners with the 250th this year. So they're kind of piggybacking on each other, so to speak, and the people are incorporating that part of the celebration with it, as well as everything else. It's like Festival of the Book and Festival of the Photograph, if they're looking at some things that they might do. There's a program that was going on that was talking about the different things that happened in Charlottesville. They were meeting every Tuesday in the council chambers. And also there's a lot of historical programs that are happening. And there's a calendar that you can go to if you go to the city website, or if you go to the...
I think that's celebrate250.com.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. That's right. Correct. I have to every once in a while recognize the fact that I have I'm numerically advantaged. My husband and I decided we're not going to get old. We're just numerically advantaged. And so sometimes it takes a little longer to access that information.
You know, this is radio. You don't have to say that.
Yeah, I know. Anybody that knows me knows that, though.
Now, I understand that quite a few people have volunteered their time to the project. Does your committee still need volunteers? And if so, how would a person get in touch with the committee?
Well, basically, you can get in touch with either one of the co-chairs, Mark Beliles or Stephen Meeks, or you can get in touch with Rick Barrick, or you can get in touch with Becky Clay Christensen, who is helping with it. George Benford is handling one of the special events, and I'm sure he needs volunteers. And all of these people are reachable just by going out either to the city website or to the Celebrate 250. And the volunteers that they need vary from time to time depending on the event. And it's kind of nice if you see something coming up or, you know, if you think you'd like to do something. The other thing that they look for is, maybe you do an event or maybe you have some kind of a special event you do every year and you'd like to partner with 250. And, you know, and you just need to get a hold of those folks and say, hey, how about we could work something out and make it happen? And, you know, it's still time to do some of that.
Well, it's a very exciting year for Charlottesville, to be sure. Very historic and memorable year. Any last comments before we go?
Well, I think that 2012 is going to be a fun year because there's going to be so many parties. I mean, I love a party. And if there's a party with cake, well, you know everybody's going to come. But I think that it's an opportunity for people to get to know each other. It's an opportunity to build neighborhood as well as relationships and fellowship. And I think that, let's take advantage of it. You know, the schools are working with us. Just a little bit of everybody. It's been great fun because we're getting such great response. But there's always room for more.
Morgan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and for your many, many contributions to our community.
Well, thank you, Dan. It was my pleasure to speak with you. And I appreciate the fact that you're bringing all of this to everyone's attention.
I've been talking with Morgan Perkins. Morgan is the host of Charlottesville TV 10 series Charlottesville Arts Spotlight and a member of the Celebrate 250 Steering Committee. You've been listening to The People of 250, a series about the people behind Charlottesville's 250th anniversary celebration. For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.